The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
The Texans, credit, they've been very patient when it came to the draft, and they didn't find a quarterback that they liked. They just kind of waited. The Savage was the guy that, for a fourth round pick, not a huge deal, not a huge risk, and he took some time to develop. And he didn't play a ton of football in college either. He bounced around from Rutgers to Arizona to Pitt, and so I think he was a project, and I think he got hurt. I think he missed a lot of time, and he missed all of last year with a shoulder injury. So it's not that they weren't going to give him a chance, it's just that he wasn't really able to compete.
There you have it. That is Rich Gannon, former MVP, as well as CBS color man, and called the game on Saturday night where the Houston Texans clinched the AFC South for 2 years in a row, Brian. 2 years in a row.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row. Tough duty. Over the Cincinnati Bengals, led by Fat Randy Bullock. Right. Fat Randy. You may know him as SpongeBob Square Bullock.
Shout out to
Ali Bajani.
Thought he was going to get a do-over.
No, he didn't.
He didn't.
And he didn't, though.
But he jumped off sides.
He did a little stutter step.
A little stutter step for the ball snap.
Does he get another shot?
Yeah, everybody needs a bad kicker.
I mean, he's been on, I think it's like his third or fourth team, though.
Since leaving the Texans?
Yeah. He played with the Jets for a hot minute, and then I feel like maybe he was with the Steelers for a game. Maybe it wasn't the Steelers, but I want to say he was with some. But I know this is, he's been with at least three teams. The Texans.
Trey, how many teams have Brian?
There you go.
Yeah.
Trey. Find out how many teams Fat Randy's been playing with, the intern. Give him something to do.
Yeah. Put that curly hair to work.
That's it. Do something. Do something. So that was his thoughts on Tom Savage. Because, again, I've been a proponent, or let's put it this way, I've been a critic of how they have brought him along, considering that, and I get it to some extent. First year, you didn't expect him to play. He's a rookie. You brought in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And again, he was a fourth-round rookie. But again, we've kind of figured out that in the last few years, Kirk Cousins, fourth-round draft pick.
Yeah.
All right? Russell Wilson, third-round draft pick. Was Dak Prescott a third or a fourth-round pick? Wasn't Dak a fourth? That's what I was thinking. Dak was a fourth-round draft pick, all right? So you can get, and of course, the aforementioned Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Sixth round. All right. Exactly. So for all you sixth-round dreamers out there. So you can find good quote. Because, hey, I don't care what anybody says. And I know I've gotten some crap for this on Twitter and on Facebook about how Kirk Cousins sucks. I'll take Kirk Cousins.
They're in the hunt.
Kirk Cousins is that second tier quarterback.
Second tier. What are we at? Third tier, guys? Fourth tier?
Who,
guys?
Texans?
Yeah.
Oh, Brock is in that bottom tier.
Bottom, way down there. He don't even get a number on here. It's just bottom.
He's just bottom.
No tier at all for Brock.
I mean, think about it this way.
Does he improve? Does he come back next year? Because I don't see him playing anymore.
No, he comes back for sure.
He has to, but
you got
to
bring him back. Well, here's what it's going to come down to, Henry Thomas. Here's what it comes down to. And we asked Rich Gannon, what's next for Brock Osweiler?
Absolutely.
And he thinks that he's got to grow from this. He's got to learn from this. Now, let's put it this way. He doesn't have to learn anything.
No.
He's got $37 million he's taking to the bank.
Learn how to count.
Learn how to get good financial advisors.
Yeah, something all right? like that.
So, and we know his swimmer swim because his wife's pregnant.
Yeah.
So we know that. All right.
Well,
don't be that guy.
He's been a lot of time in the meeting rooms.
Well, has he?
Yeah, he's been sleeping. He's been napping. I don't know if he's been studying.
I don't know how much he's been paying attention in those meeting rooms based on what we've seen so far. But the biggest thing for me with Brock Osweiler, is will he learn from this? Because clearly you're going to have a quarterback competition going into 2017. Now, the $1 million, or the, in this case, the $17, $18 million question is if Tom Savage, who's going to end the year as your starting quarterback.
Let's say he wins a playoff game.
Oh. Oh. Now, see, you throw a whole nother, log on the fire. You say he, because I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't beating the Chiefs. And I, Chief fandom aside, you ain't beating the Chiefs. I'm telling you that right now.
So you think that, well, they're probably not going to play the Chiefs first, are they?
Well, here's the deal. It depends on...
if Oakland wins.
If Oakland wins, they win the division.
Right.
And so the Chiefs will be number... well, then, of course, the Chiefs still have to play San Diego.
Okay.
So there's a good chance that unless Oakland loses... if Oakland loses and the Chiefs win, then you're probably playing the Raiders. Which, again... but I don't see Denver's rated. Denver's done.
Denver's out.
Well, but I'm saying Denver's done as far as caring.
Well, of course. I mean, they're at the point now.
But they could still play spoiler for the Raiders.
Well, they could. They could play spoiler.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're up for that at this point. Or are they?
That's the last game.
Yeah, I mean, he's all done.
Okay.
That's it. Week 17, dog.
Let me put it to you this way. How many sacks does
Von Miller have?
No, not Von. Good gracious. Number 94.
The other guy. Oh, DeMarcus Ware?
Ware. What does Ware have? How many sacks? Do you know?
Not off the top of my head.
Okay, so he's close to... this is number nine. This is where you go in
okay,
the game.
This is where
we can't get to the playoffs.
Right. Oh, so this is incentive time.
We're eliminated. We going after
y'all. We get numbers.
We get
it. I'm trying to get that extra 100 G's.
It's time to get my look. I'm two sacks away from an extra 60,000. I'm getting mine.
That's a good point.
So there's always something to play for, and just for the fact of...
and that game's in Denver.
Oh, yeah. That only... and another reason... another reason I think that I know that they're going to play hard and go after Oakland.
It's division game.
Division game, and it's just strictly pride. You guys won the division.
You got to have some pride, right?
But you can't. You didn't just destroy us. We beat you that last game, gave you something to think about, gave you something to work on. You know, and then
they got embarrassed by the Chiefs. Oh. You had Dontari Poe throwing Tim Tebow touchdown passes at the end. When the game was out, I mean, the game was over. Which, by the way, I had a problem with, not because they did it, because, it clearly was them running up the score at that point, but hey, it's, that's the opposition, you're supposed to stop them. My point was, or the problem I had with it was, as a Chiefs fan, why show that off? Why show that? Because now you can't, I mean, I guess you could use that in the playoffs, but at the same time, you're going to know, tell you what, you can't, that's the kind of play you would use against New England in New England.
In the playoffs,
but exactly. Guess what? New England's a smart enough team where if they see Dontari Poe line up, now you know they might not just run it up the middle with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you know he's got the capability of throwing that pass. And nah. You ain't going to fool them now.
No, you've already shown it.
That's what irritated me the most about it. Not so much that they ran it, but why show that play off when if you know that's going to be a touchdown because our boy was wide open.
Yes.
Why give that play up? Because that's the kind of play that could come in huge
in a playoff game.
In a playoff game.
And it goes back to like the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the day. I mean, they're the first team that ever brought out the tilted nose, the cock nose position.
Right.
They practice every day at the end of practice, that defense, every practice day. Never showed it to the playoffs. Started in the playoffs. What's this? Hey, what's... and they just ran through people with it.
There's definitely something to be said for being able to show a new wrinkle that, again, because it's all good teams come the playoff time, all right? Everybody's on their A game. Again, I'm not in love with Bill O'Brien as a head coach, but that's a pretty damn, hey, Romeo Crennel?
Yes.
For my money, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better defensive coordinator in the National Football League, Wade doing Phillips what he's included.
Done. Exactly.
All right?
Especially doing what he's done. With this group, I mean, he's molded this group into playing as a defensive unit. I mean, there's a certain amount of pride going into a playoff game and people saying, the number one defense, and you know your offense is terrible, your offense sucks,
yeah,
and you barely made the playoffs. We've been in that situation. I've been in that situation.
Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, you think you're just going to – here we go.
Because really, there's no superstars on this defense.
No, not yet.
All right. Javion Clowney, yes, he's had a Pro Bowl season-ish, yeah. And I think that's even still a little – I'm not 100% sold on him having a Pro Bowl season.
I like it.
All right. I'm not totally against it, all right? But he's – I tell you what. I love the way he's finished the season, but he's clearly not in Super Bowl status, or excuse me, superstar status just yet. So I got to give nothing but love to our boy Romeo Crennel for what he's been able to do. But absolutely, again, any wrinkle that you can save until the playoffs, yeah, do it. That's the problem I had with Don Terry Poe and that touchdown pass. Plenty more to get to.
Here's a wrinkle that you don't know about.
What's that?
Tom Peacock Cadillac.
Well, tell him about it.
Let
then
me tell you, they have the number one inventory in the country. Come out and see why Tom Peacock is your number one Cadillac dealer. They have, you want luxury, you want performance, you want Cadillac. Come to Tom Peacock Cadillac on I-45 between Airtex and Ritchie, or call 281-443-7700, or 24 hours a day, you can find them at TomPeacockCadillac.com.
Big guest announcement coming up next. Don't you go anywhere. He is the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm that dude, Freddie D. Tom Savage, was it right what they did? And what can we expect out of him in the playoffs? We'll discuss that next. Don't you go anywhere. He's Henry. I'm Fred.
ESPN. 97.5.
I give you my heart, you give it away. Give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I give you.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
I mean, what is this, the Amerikansky Russian comrade version of this song? Wow.
Really?
Is this funny, right, though. Said, is this right, really said Fred? I mean, who is this?
I don't know. This might be Hasselhoff.
Seriously. Don't you ever disparage Wham.
You can find anything.
I was going to say, of all the Wham last Christmas versions, this is the one you bring us? We just talked about
George Michael on it, but...
We just talked about George Michael, too, last week. That was what was so ironic about him passing.
Right.
Was that we discussed him on last Monday's show.
Because, yeah.
Texans... Uh-oh. Come on in. Texans coming up. They've got the Tennessee Titans on Sunday. Then, of course, the question of all questions is, you know, who do they have? Now, the nice thing is you're at home.
Right.
Right? You're at home, so you're feeling good about that.
Go ahead, first one at home.
You made the move with Tom Savage. I think what you saw out of Tom Savage in that second half, all right? The first half, it was just an ugly half. And part of that is the Cincinnati Bengals, for as maligned as they've been all year long.
The part that made it a bad first half, the running game was horrible.
The running game was not good.
Well, Blue was running in the back of everybody. He was hitting the holes where they wrote it on the board. Here's the hole. He didn't make any cuts. He didn't bounce. There were so many opportunities for him to bounce the ball, hit the hole, bounce outside, cut it upfield. He did not do. And then the one that he breaks right up, what was it? Straight downhill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like he takes off running and his eyes are closed. That's what made the first half so bad. Because it's like Rich said, they want to run the ball.
Yes, they do.
They want to be a running team. But what happens when your top runner, who knows how to cut, who has a better vision than any of your other backs that I've come to learn this season, is out. You put in your hard-hitting, hard-running guy, which I love. I mean, he's an LSU guy. That's alumni.
That's your boy.
That's my boy. But there were some cuts to be made and some big gains to be made. And the reason, like in the run he got for the touchdown, the ball, the hole moved, but he still hit it in the backside of it.
Yeah.
Where if they would have been playing straight ahead, he'd have ran right into somebody's back.
Right.
But it was no cuts being made, nothing. It was just a downhill, hand him the ball, he hit the hole, no cut, no nothing, touchdown. Because he's powerful and he's got a lot of speed. But the reason that the first half was so crappy, the running game was just not there because the backs were not hitting the holes or finding the open seams. They were, here's a drawn here. This is the four back getting the hole, the two back getting the hole, going through the four hole, and they're running to the four hole.
Right.
When everybody moves, those holes move. You got to go to where there's daylight, not to where the chalk say you run to. And that was the problem early in the game.
I think your computer's on.
Is it? Nope, not mine.
Yeah, it was. Leave it to Henry.
It was George Michael's, though. It was a good George Michael song.
Yeah, so it was at the very least, we had some George Michael.
Can you at least play some, like, Father Figure or something over there?
Yeah, we still have not heard Father Figure.
No Father Figure, no, I want
you to say. You disrespected Careless Whisper by playing it on the bump out music, which I had a problem with. Careless Whisper does not get relegated to bump out music. So
you need a list.
Rejoin.
So if it's not grunge,
we still haven't heard. We still haven't heard. I want your sex.
Haven't heard that one.
All right. So listen,
I found the greatest hits. You're good. It'll
greatest
play.
Hits.
Yeah.
Why do you have to find the greatest? Just because you weren't born when
those
he made
are all
his
part
one?
Of his greatest hits, aren't they not?
Not
they
the ones are. You played.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. The ones you played have been.
How about Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me? Him and the other gay guy.
So sang difficult
guy.
To.
How about that? How about play that one? That's a great song.
Him just being the difficult. Other. Hey, guy.
What's the... Yeah, Elton John.
Elton John. He, that other one.
Oh, I thought Jiminy he was. I thought you got
Christmas. Jiminy Christmas. Sure. 2 of 7 for, what, 5 yards or something? Just disgusting in that first half for your Houston Texans. Then you picked it up. You know, you picked up the tempo. And that's, again, that to me, and I understand that that's what you want to do. You need to, you know, you want to run the ball. But at the same time... And the Patriots do a phenomenal job of this, is when the running game's not working, that's when you start implementing those quick hits, those quick little throws.
Boom,
and
boom.
They didn't do that. I mean, it was hard for him to get rhythm. You start doing that at the beginning of the second half, guess what? You drive down, don't score a touchdown, but at the very least, you get into score, you know, you finally kick a field goal, you put some points on the board, and you finally, the plays finally can take a deep breath.
Well, the thing about it with the quick passes is our number one receiver has forgotten how to free himself. I mean, he got 2 pass interference from pushing off because he's forgotten how to get free.
Yeah.
Do they push off? Of course they do. But not
but
so
he's
blatant.
Just blatant.
I mean, there was at least 2 more that could have been called on him because in this first part of the season or most of the season, he's over there pouting about the fact that he didn't get the contract, but I'm going to come in and do it. And then after he goes out and starts to try to play, he's looking at who got a contract and their production of what they're doing out on the field is garbage. It's like, wait a minute, you gave him $37 million and this is what they get, and I can't get a little measly old whatever he was going for.
A couple 3-4 million extra. Just because
I got to put up with this guy.
Yeah.
You know? And I think because the lackadaisical or the attitude that was there because of the whole contract and how it all played out, I think it took away from his not so much out of his game, but it took
away his rhythm.
It took away the fact that he forgot the little things that he worked on in practice or how to get.
Well, remember
free.
We asked him last year, "What did you work on?"
I just want to get better.
Well, he worked on everything.
Yeah, everything.
You know, he worked on everything. Hadn't been to a Pro Bowl yet, but he worked on everything. Apparently, he got away from that.
Yeah, he
went to the Pro Bowl. Brock Osweiler. Here's what I'd like to see happen with this Houston Texans football team. We've heard about how much of a guru. And creative offensive mind. I don't know if creative, maybe I just ad-libbed that on my own. How much of an offensive mind Mr. B.O.B. is. All right, I get all that you want to run the ball first.
Right.
But isn't part of the deal that if you're a good offensive mind, when one thing's not working, you got to resort to something else.
You're supposed
right?
to, yeah.
One of the things that you, say what you want about Andy Reid. Andy Reid has took that loss to the Titans where you only gave Tyreek Hill 1 carry, and guess what? You made him a big part of the game plan on Sunday night.
All the way in.
And guess what? Homeboy balled. Guess what? You made Travis Kelce a big part of the game plan. Guess what? Homeboy balled
yes, he did.
On Sunday night. Why don't you make number 15 a part of the game plan? Why don't you mix some things up with number 15? Because other than go routes, now, maybe he can't do anything, but you've had no problem putting him in as a punt returner.
Yeah.
How
about the jet sweep and the round?
Thank you. I have a sneak. Listen, Will Fuller is no Tyreek Hill.
No.
But he's got scary speed. You have yet to do anything to put him in space to let him make plays. Why not try doing something like that to kickstart this offense if the running game isn't working? Because that's what you're supposed to do, are you not? As an offensive mind?
I mean, when they're plugging up the middle, running around and give him a shot.
That is what is frustrating me to no end, is that this football team, for as the playmakers that we thought this team was going to have, and yes, I understand, you've taken some lumps throughout the course of this season, but outside of a Braxton Miller, who was pretty much non-existent all regular season anyway, and Lamar Miller being a little bit banged up, you still had Alfred Blue, you still had Akeem Hunt, you still had Jonathan Grimes, who was a non-factor because you didn't use him a whole lot. You still got both your tight ends.
Yep.
And you still had 75% of your offense, of your wide receivers. I'm finding it hard to believe why this team cannot not be more creative on the offensive side, especially when you got a guy in a Tom Savage who knows this offense better than anybody on your roster. He's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. Our boy Kenny Matthews is in the his house. And listen, he always brings us some goodies.
Right.
But Kenny, you've got an extra special goodie today.
I do, man. I actually, Brian Cushing was gracious enough to sign a few of our patriotic pre-cree XS products for us. So I brought you and your listeners authentic autograph Brian Cushing bottle of our
America. So we've got a bottle to give away.
Yes, sir.
This all right.
For you and your listeners.
So, all right. So we've got a signed Brian Cushing Muscle Elements pre-cree XS. That's extra stimulant for those of you scoring at home. Is that what it stands for?
Extra strength.
Extra strength. Extra strength. Either way. Our boy Clutch City, Cam, who was our producer the other night when we were out at Spanky's.
Loved it.
Raves about it.
Yes.
Raves about it. Now, he's about a $1.20 soaking wet, but nonetheless, I think he only needs he just sniffs it and he's just off the chain. But he swears by it. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from folks that have been using it. So, tell you what, we're going to think of, we got to think of something on the when we come back about who's going to get this Brian Cushing signed bottle of pre-cree XS. I know you got some gym heads out there. We got that. We got some, listen, we had you on a week ago, but now we're that much closer to 2017.
Yes, sir.
We've got some gym yeses and some gym noes coming up. All right? We're going to talk about some gym yeses, some gym noes. And, Kenny, you strike me as somebody who has something to say about this George Michael / Carrie Fisher debate. All right? Who had the better career? Don't tell me just yet. He's the All-Pro Henry Thomas. I'm that dude, Freddie D. We got our boy White Isis working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
Kenny Matthews in the house, Muscle Elements. Don't you go anywhere. This is the HD show on the Blitz. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
So if it's no different, then we're doing something else. See, now that's better, much better. Before you go, take me dancing tonight.
You know, his boyfriend was trying to wake him up.
We should have known.
Take him to breakfast or to take him to lunch.
We should have known.
What?
Take me dancing tonight. No man says that. No man says take me dancing.
No real bruh.
Nah, I'll take you dancing. But don't take me dancing. What? Girl, you crazy? You want to take me somewhere?
Take me dancing. I mean, didn't people know? I mean, people know.
There were probably signs, but you looked away. You ignored them because you caught yourself singing that song again. Wake me up. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Start snapping, moving.
Yeah, start snapping and popping. He's like,
wait a minute. What am I doing?
Something don't feel right.
Why are my hips gyrating like this?
I don't feel right on this one.
Kenny Matthews in the house, Muscle Elements.
Yes.
All right, so
we're gonna give
real
away.
Quick, break down the relationship you guys have with Brian Cushing.
Brian, a lot of the guys on the defense use a lot of our products. We'd reached out
number to one
them.
Defense.
We'd reached out to them early in training camp and asked them if it'd be okay to send some product out there. So Brian, as well as Merciless, John Simon, a lot of those guys are using the products. You see them post about it. But to be honest with you, it's just a relationship that kind of flourished. Brian was really nice enough to sign this simply because obviously he likes the product, but more importantly, it's the meaning behind it. You know, our America Bomb Pop flavor, which is in our limited edition packaging, super patriotic packaging, again, is giving to a veterans organization called the Wounded Warriors Family Support. So Brian, as well as you know, his foundation does a lot for veterans as
right.
well. So he was kind enough to sign a few bottles of this for us. And just because of the relationship I have with you guys, man, I wanted to reach out to some of the listeners and give them the opportunity to try one of these.
All right. So we are fighting behind the scenes here off air as to how we're going to do this.
How are we going to give it
you
away?
You said
analyze the past two games of Tom Savage.
And I said, give us your best predictions for the Texans playoffs.
And you said there are no difference. So we're throwing them both out. And T. Scott, what you got? How are we going to give away?
That's pretty objective. So
yeah, well, basically, what's going to happen is here's what's going to happen is,
hey, look, just call in with a nice, pretty voice, Fred, to give it to you. Just give me one of them cigarette voices. Hey, Fred, I think you really got in. He'll give it to you.
No, we're gonna it's completely subjective. So
completely.
Essentially, what's gonna happen, because it's no different than if we throw something out, like, hey, you know, how many, you know, tell us the year that B. Kush led the league in tackles or something along those lines. Then all you gotta do is Google it, right? That's all you're gonna do.
Okay.
So that's the internet wins.
We don't want to do
it. All right, the internet wins, and the internet can't get a bottle. So, I mean, you can get one. You can get a bottle off the internet. You just can't get it signed by Brian Cushing. So what we're going to do is you're going to call in and you're going to get 15 seconds to either tell us give us your thoughts on Tom Savage over the last 2 weeks or Texans playoff chances. One of the two. You got 15 seconds.
That's it. You got 15 seconds
to
give it to
us. And if it's no good, I'm going to cut you off. And then you won't win at all. But otherwise, as I'm known to do, I've got my pad here. All right. I got my notepad, and I will write down your name and where you're from, and it's paramount, Mr. Trey, that you write down the name and where they're calling from.
Yes, Trey, we need to know where they're calling from.
Got to know where they're calling from.
Because it's important.
Don't say Houston.
Yeah, we are all in Houston.
A big place.
What part of Houston? Don't be a jackass.
All right, so 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. That's the phone number. Chime in. You got two choices. Tell us your analysis of Tom Savage over the last 2 weeks and moving forward, or Texans playoff chances, 15 seconds. Best answer, best breakdown gets this pre-Cree bottle, Muscle Elements pre-Cree, signed by one Mr. Brian Cushing. Huh?
There you go.
Real quick, so while you guys are answering, we'll have all these phone lines. Basically, here's what's going to happen. We're going to line all you guys up. All right? Our boy Trey and White Isis are going to take your calls. So we'll line all you guys up. Then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to rattle all of them off.
All of them in order.
And then we'll decide after the 6 o'clock who wins. How's
all
that
right.
sound?
Sounds
you got
perfect.
Anywhere to be?
Sounds great.
You got anywhere to go?
No.
So you're good? You good to hang out?
I still got to figure out George Michael or...
Well, and that's what I'm saying. So while we're waiting on everybody to get their names and where they're calling from and all that kind of stuff, and that gives you guys time to figure out what you're going to say. And by the way, you can find us on the Twitter sphere. I'm at TheFreddyD. You're at Henry Thomas NFL. You're at...
Kenny Muscle Elements.
Kenny Muscle Elements. And then, of course, but you're more...
Facebook Live.
You do a lot of work on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram?
It's easier. Kenny_muscle_elements.
That's it. Kenny_muscle_elements. Make it happen. And producer T. Scott, that's what you're at on the old Twitter sphere. What did you take, by the way? I know you gaffled like 4 or 5 bottles of the Muscle Elements from when we were out at Spanky's. What did you take?
I took that the 212.
Oh, that's right. Morning. And the Lean Works. And how's that working?
I took the Lean Works.
Well,
You're stacking them, right? Or no, you're supposed to take them.
After the holidays.
Yeah, you got fat and didn't do what you're supposed to. But
I'm getting back on it.
You're getting back on it. Yeah. Okay, so you're taking those. You feel good about it. My girl Dimitri at work, she's taking the Lean Works, I believe, and has been raving about it. You're taking
Lean Works.
The Lean Works as well.
And I like it.
You like it so far. Our girl Stacy, friend of the program, is taking the Amino PM.
Yes, and it's just... Dr. Tony DeRamos, his wife, went through the... I mean, ingredient by ingredient, said... Outstanding stuff.
Awesome.
So she was very encouraged by it. You know, they're huge.
No, they're real big. They're real big on it. So if you're getting the thumbs up from... And listen, you got to get out there to Sandstone Chiropractic.
Ah, yeah.
That's right.
All right. You got to get out there. Dr. Tony's going to take care of you. By the way, Sandstone Chiropractic, in case you guys don't know, 3 locations, one in Magnolia, one in Montgomery, and of course, that third one in Conroe that just opened just a couple months ago. And I'm telling you right now, whether it's the decompression treatments, whether it's the electromagnetic treatment or the laser or the cryotherapy chamber, 3 sessions, $75. Great stocking stuff for those of you. Listen, maybe Hanukkah's still going on for you. Kwanzaa's just around the corner. Listen, there's always an excuse to give away a gift. And if it's just a feel good. All right. These supplements are going to get you ready to get into the gym. But if you need your body taken care of prior to, or maybe you've been working out a lot, you need to kind of, you know, smooth over some of those rough edges, go see our boy, Dr. Tony DeRamos at Sandstone Chiropractic, Sandstone, CHIRO.com. Coming to Houston proper in 2017. I can't wait for it. I know you can't either, Henry Thomas. And I know my boy, Kenny Matthews, is going to as well. He's going to give us a sterling review. Well, if it is sterling, but I promise you, I wouldn't send you there if I didn't think it was good, Mr. Matthews. So, like I said, cryotherapy chamber's on us. Go out there, experience it for yourself, and I promise you will not be disappointed, and neither will you, H-Town. Check it out today, Sandstone Chiro, that's Sandstone, CHIRO.com. And as always, Henry Thomas.
Tell him the HD show sent you.
All right, here's the deal. We got a bottle of Muscle Elements Pre-Cree Extra Strength signed by the one, the only Texans middle linebacker, Brian Cushing. Here's how it's going to go down. When we return, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Here's how it's going to go down. You got 15 seconds to tell us either your analysis of Tom Savage or the Texans' playoff chances, or... You want to be real smooth? Combine them both. Combine them both. But you better do it in 15 seconds or you're getting ran.
15 seconds, people.
I need where you're from. Apparently, the only city that's calling in is Humble. No one else is but Humble, apparently, is the only one representing.
No, I got a Liberty up there.
I got Humble, 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 and Liberty. You mean to tell me nobody from the path that gets down Dina's representing?
That's not all Humble. Some of us Humble.
You mean nobody from Spring Branch wants to step up?
Nobody from... Oh, okay. We lighting up.
I got no
Orange. From... We got the Fruit City.
Oh, Fruit City. Fruit City represent. Oh, where my West Orange Stark Mustangs at? West Orange Stark Mustangs at? PA, stand up. It's going down. You want a bottle of the truth? Come on with it.
When we come back, we're rattling them off one after another.
One after another. Seconds, you people. Know what time it is. He's Henry Thomas. I'm that dude, Freddie D. We got our boy Kenny Matthews in the house. White Ice is working the 1-2s.
And 3s.
Trey answering your phone call. Don't you go anywhere. It's the HD show on the Blitz. Why, Henry Thomas?
Because everything's better in HD.
But you're still holding my hand.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, you can just let this play. It's about time you played a damn good song. Put your tiny hands in mine. What does that mean?
I know.
There's so many gay undertones to all his songs. Wouldn't you really listen to them?
But I want to be your father, baby. Is that daddy?
He says that too!
Just telling you right there, I want to be your father.
Man, put your tiny hands in mine. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
All right, you ready to
like here we go. Phone? Go ahead and put that down just a little bit. Here we go. The deal is this. 713-780-3776. 710-780-3776. 713. We got a We've got a bottle of Muscle Elements Pre-Cree Extra Strength signed by Brian Cushing ready to give away.
The deal is this.
You saw it on the HD show on the Facebook page. Here's the deal. You got 15 seconds to tell us your analysis of Tom Savage.
That's 15.
Or the Texans' playoff chances, or combine them both. Combine them both. Get crazy.
Here we go. 15 seconds.
15 seconds.
I will put them back on hold. I'm not going to hang up on them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So
there
you have it. Let's go out to Eric in Lumbertone. Eric in Lumbertone, what you got?
I got Tom Savage, the one that got paid from the beginning, not Osweiler, and AFC Championship lose to the Patriots.
AFC South. Lose to the Patriots. All right, put him on hold. Nothing spectacular about that call. Very, very straightforward.
Kind of bummed I didn't get to buzz him.
Very straightforward with that call. Nothing to light your world on fire. Let's go out to Damian in Humble. Damian in Humble, what you got?
Hey, so I got why Savage works, because he's playing with zero turnovers. On a quick offense, he can make all the reads and make all the throws. He got a pocket presence and willing to take a hit to make the pass, and he doesn't lock on the receiver.
That's all you get.
I like it.
He's on a roll. He really was. All right, let's go out to Rob. Humble is coming strong today. Sir. Let's go out to Robert and Humble. Robert, Humble, what you got?
Yes, sir. Well, playoffs are all about matchups, and unfortunately, with this old line, I don't think we're going to fare too good in the playoffs. So there's no continuity, and then Tom Savage, this real vanilla offense going to do it.
That's it. Buzz him. But I couldn't understand what he was. That's done. Robert's not going to win. Go ahead and cut Robert. Go ahead, Robert. We love you. Appreciate you listening. We got to open up that phone line to somebody else. Go ahead and let Robert go.
Don't take that from him, Robert.
Kevin.
Call back.
Hey, come back. Come strong. Come in. Hit a cell tower. We can hear.
You said Robert, and then Rob dropped off.
Sorry, Rob.
Rob didn't call.
Well, Rob should have known better because he didn't talk.
You know what?
Let's go out to Kevin in the Woodlands. Kevin in the Woodlands. What you got?
Yes, sir.
What are these guys? What is this? Listen, if you've got a phone with Cricket or PC, whatever, PCS Wireless or whatever the hell that...
Josh and Beaumont. Let's go to Josh and Beaumont.
Let's go to Josh and Beaumont. Josh and Beaumont, what you got?
What's going on? I got the Texans knocking off the Raiders and the Pats.
Oh, wow.
But losing to the Chiefs as a second seed in the AFC Championship.
Wow, that is strong. That is strong. I don't know how I feel about that. All right, let's let him on. I need somebody to come a little bit. I need somebody to wow me right now. I need somebody to knock my socks off. No one has necessarily done that just yet. Let's go to Dan in Orange. I know he's feeling some type of way. West Orange Stark won a state title. Dan in Orange, what you got?
I got 2-0, and that's all you need to know. It's all about the wins, baby.
2-0 for the quarterback.
2-0, and that's all you need to know.
Didn't Brock start out that way, too?
2-0, that's all you need to know. Interesting. He did start out that way. Good call by you, Kenny Matthews. That may eliminate him. Let's go out to, is this Aaron as in E-R-I-N, female Aaron?
Let's go out to Aaron because it's easier to type.
Oh, wow, Aaron. Your name just got bastardized. Let's go out to Aaron and A-Leaf.
A-A-Ron.
Let's go out to A-A-Ron in A-Leaf.
All right, first of all, I'm insulted. It's A-A-R-O-N. Tom Savage.
Yes.
Tom Savage has done the only thing Brock Osweiler can't do, and that's he didn't turn the ball over. So thank God for that. Unfortunately, though, it's not going to be enough offense to keep the Texans in the playoffs.
Oh. You know what? He was going strong there. We may have to have a second round. Let some of these guys do a battle royale where they get 20 seconds. All right, hold on to A-A-Ron, because right now it's between him and Dan.
He took 10 seconds to tell him.
He did, exactly.
His name was
misspelled. I ain't mad at him for that. All right, let's go out back out to Rob and Humble. Rob and Humble, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? All right, so Texans going to be a first-round loss in the playoffs. Tom Savage gives them the best chance. But unfortunately, it's just not going to be enough. Great defense, but that offense ain't going to do it.
Robin Humble. Okay. All right. Let's see. All right, here. Let's go out to Adam and Rose Sharon. What's up, Adam and Rose Sharon?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Here's my expert analysis of Tom Savage and the Texans' playoff chances. Their dad shoes. What are those? They'll cover your feet, but you're not getting anywhere. It's disgusting.
You just say cover your feet. It's disgusting. I like that. I like that. All right, Adam, you just got himself a ticket to the last one. All right, so we got Adam. All right, last but certainly not least, let's go out to the pastel Get Down Dina. You guys know what time it is in the Get Down. Let's go out to our boy Rudy. What's up, Rudy?
What's up? I say the Texans are still one quarterback away from a championship.
Still.
That's it.
Yeah,
Rudy, short and sweet.
Rudy,
short and sweet. All right, so let's do this. We got Adam and Rose Sharon. We got Josh and Beaumont. We got Dan and Orange. And we got Aaron and A-Leaf. Let's give them 10 seconds of bonus time.
You can't cut off Damien.
Damien and Umber. Which one? What did he say?
Damien was on a roll. He was the first buzzer guy.
He was, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
White Ice is liking that buzzer.
He does like the buzzer too. All right, let's go out to. So here we go. All right, Eric, appreciate you, but you've been eliminated. Appreciate you staying on board, though. All right, so it's going to be this. Here's what we got. Damien and Umble.
Damien.
Adam and Rose Sharon. Josh and Beaumont. Rob and Umble. Rob was solid. Dan and Orange. And Aaron and A-Leaf. All right, we're going to give you guys 10 seconds. Final plea. Texans, final plea.
Ten seconds.
Make it pop. All right. 10 seconds. Make it pop. Damien. Let's go back out to Damien and Umble. Damien, here we go. Ready?
Go.
All right. What it is? Remember, Denver last year, no offense, all defense, one Super Bowl. That's why Texans got a chance.
Boom. I like that. Love okay. It. Good stuff from you. Let's go back out to Dan and Orange.
Dan.
What are we doing? Dan and Orange. Here we go.
We're going top down.
No, we're not. I'm all over the place.
Hold on, Adam.
All right, Adam. Hold on.
Can you go top down, though, so it's easier for me?
We'll go top down.
See? White Ice.
He's got to be.
Just like militia guys. Complaining.
I got a lot to do. I got to work.
He's got to take the top off before he takes the bottom off.
He just wants to hit the buzzer. That's all. Adam and Rose Sharon, what you got? 10 seconds. Ready? Go.
Dad shoes. Bland, boring. No character, no spice, no flavor. Not gonna cut it. What are those?
There you go. Bland.
Oh, Adam's your leader of the clubhouse right now. Let's go out to Josh and Big Money.
Let's go. I say a broken Derek Carr is a very weak outside threat for Oakland, and I think that Houston just beats the Patriots like they do randomly every other year.
The fact that he said the Texans beat the Patriots is buzzer worthy, right in and of itself.
Josh, you were eliminated.
Yeah, Josh, we you know we love you, Robin Humble.
Robin Humble, go.
All right, DeAndre Hopkins. If he gets involved in the game, it's solid. They could win, and if that defense steps up and plays, if not, they're done. First round loss still.
It's very analytical. Very analytical. Hang tight, though. Let's go out to Fruit City. Dan, what you got?
Brock may have started 2-0, but he's where he needs to be, sitting at the end of the bench with nobody talking to him.
All right. Dan's out.
Let's go out to A-Ron and A-Leaf. Hey, A-Ron, what you got?
Texans defense at home against anybody has a chance. But against anybody in the second round, got to play somewhere else. You don't have enough offense.
Yeah.
All
offense. We got three.
All right.
We got Damien.
To me,
Adam.
All right. In my mind, it's down to Adam and Dan.
I got Adam, Dan, and Damien.
Adam, Dan, and Damien. All right. Those are our final three. We got to go to break. Damien, Adam, Dan. Hang tight. Those are our final three. Who's going to win?
We'll
the Brian Cushing signed Muscle Elements Pre-Cree Extra Strength. Stick around. Find out next. He's Henry Thomas. I'm that dude, Freddie D. We got our boy Kenny, the one, the only Matthews in the house. I almost called you Kenny the Jet Smith. And we got our boy White Eyes. We've got Trey answering your phone calls. Don't forget about Spanky's Pizza, 4010 Spencer Highway. We were there just a couple weeks ago. The three of us were out there. Had a great time. Listen. If you're going to be watching the playoffs, and we know you are, whether it's Rockets games, the NFL playoffs, or the bowl season, championship bowl just around the corner this weekend, I'm telling you, there's no better place to have a nice family environment as well as get your grub on as well. Whether it's one of the three pizzas that we always talk about that we love so much, but there's plenty more than just that. The barbecue chicken, the pepperoni passion, as well as the super duper. And we told you, that's just a supreme pizza on steroids. You get the 31-degree imported beer. Don't forget about them wings that, listen, it's going to take two hands to get your pits on or mitts on those, as well as don't forget about, once again, that 31-degree imported beer. It's all right here. 26 HD TVs as well. Spanky's Pizza, 4010 Spencer Highway. And then, of course, don't forget about the one over there off Telephone Road, a Houston institution. Check them out today. Spanky's Pizza. Go to spankyspizza.net. And as always,
Tell them the HD show sent you.
Coming up next, we got our final three. Dan in Orange, Adam in Rocheron, Damian in Humble. Who's going to win the signed bottle from Brian Cushing? Stick around. We'll find out next. Send me some, darling, someone to love.
So please send me some, yeah, yeah. ESPN 97.1.